Ramona, I don't hear you. I think your mic is off.
You're right. I don't know how that works. Yeah. So I'd like to go ahead and call the meeting to order. This is the Application Review Committee on March 5th, 2021. The time is 7:32 a.m. Ms. Folks, could you do the roll call, please?
Yes, Madam Chair. Dr. Malott?
Here.
Dr. Caterino?
Yeah.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. The next item is approval of minutes. Do I hear a motion to approve the January 8, 2021 regular session minutes?
I'll make that motion.
Second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We will move now to item number 4, discussion regarding approval of psychology applicants. The first category is requesting approval to sit for the ECCC. I'm going to go through this, at least this particular group, very quickly, Dr. Caterino. I'm just going to introduce each one, and then I'm going to ask you if you have any concerns. Okay.
Okay.
And this group was a very, in my opinion, straightforward group. They're just submitting their internship and sitting for the exam. So the first one is Denisha Liggett, PsyD. She is one of our RBC students who completed her degree at Chicago. She completed her internship at Southwest Behavioral Health. I saw nothing, you know, wrong with her application.
I agree.
Okay. Next one is Jessica Moore, PsyD. She got her degree at Alliant University in Clinical Psych, another APA-approved program. Again, did her 2,000-hour internship at Southwest Behavioral Health.
Well, I did have a question on her. Okay. She had 2,000 internship hours and already has accrued 1,880 postdoc. But she is not applying to sit for the test and licensure?
I don't know if she submitted her postdoc. Did she submit her postdoc hours?
Well, it has a Desert Sage 1,880 hours.
She has to submit that form, and she did not submit the form.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, until she submits that. And she might be, we do have interns that often want to do a 2,000-hour postdoc because some states require that. So she's probably waiting to complete her 2,000 hours before she submits it.
So, okay.
So since she's only applying for the exam, all she needs to show is proof of internship and of course a degree. Mm-hmm. So next one is Jody Tichy, PsyD. She has been reviewed by the board before. She is a re-app. The board has reviewed her, and unless you saw something new, and this is not her, you know, fourth time, I think she's good for approval.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Next one is Luis Sanchez. He got his clinical psych degree from Walden University. It's not an APA-approved internship. So I did review his coursework carefully, and he appears to have met the coursework requirements. I didn't see anything that did not align. He also has done 2 internships consequently, but it's within the 24-month period. The first one was with Valerie Kemper, and he got about 935 hours. And then he did a second one at the Arizona Psych Associates and for about the same number of hours, 947. So
I had just a question that he reported 2,000 hours. And for Kemper, he reported 953.2. I multiplied it. I got 936 hours. And then the second one, he reported 947.92, and I get 948, and that's fine.
Yeah.
So I don't know. There is that discrepancy of, you know, maybe 15 hours difference for the Kemper location.
So Kemper is the one who probably looked at his records. So we will go with what is on the form. What he put elsewhere is what he estimated, but we will go with the hours on the form because that is the legal document. So students will sometimes round up or round down or, you know, but the sites have their own records. So,
and the question I have is when you knew pretty off the top of your head how many supervision hours are right and how many are low. Like he had 62 hours of individual supervision hours for what would have been 2000. Uh-huh. Is that, how do we, do you have a shorthand that's so?
So it's 54,000, 75 for 1500, and 100 for 2000. But he's got two different internships. So,
well, this is just the Kemper one that he had 62 hours
for 935. So, yes. So he was above the 50. So once I see that, I don't worry about it.
No, so there is a guideline though that you have.
No, it's the math. So I just
okay. Because I was trying to work it out. I thought maybe
so.
It was
it's
an
10
easy
hours
way.
For. So it's 10 for every 100. No, no, 5 for every 100 for internship. So since 1,000 has tens, it's 50. That's how. So
okay,
I just have it in my head now.
I know, like you told me that last time. I was like, "What is it? I want to get it in my
so
head."
So remember,
thank you.
5 for 100 because you need one for every 20. So 5 for 100 hours.
Okay.
100 times.
Got it.
Yeah, 5 is 50. So.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, committee members, Mrs. Cathy, Dr. Caterino, if it helps any, the formulas I use are I take the total hours and divide it by 20 to get the individual supervision hours. And then for the direct hours, I multiply the total by 0.25 for the internship and pre-internship and 0.4 for the postdocs.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Yeah. So that's really good. When I get really close, I do that as well. But when I see we've got a margin of grace, then it's easy to just move
okay.
forward.
So then I'm fine with Sanchez.
Okay. And then the next one is Michelle Stat Hatos. She got her doctoral degree from the University of Arizona in school psychology. She did an APA-approved internship at Avondale, 2,000 hours in school psych. Again, no problems with her application.
The only problem I have is on her recommendation form.
Uh-huh.
She says, I know this is for the postdoc, but I just thought we should mention it, that she lists Dr. Mercier as a supervisor, but Mercier lists herself as a colleague. I don't know if that matters.
I don't think that matters.
Because she's not like in a supervisory position.
No, it doesn't matter. Colleagues can write recommendation letters. But so I appreciate your detailed observation of those facts, Dr. Caterino. That's excellent. So thank you for, you know, it's kind of perception. He perceives her as a colleague because she's a doctor, you know, in a postdoc position. So. And the last one in this category is Minja Vayo, if I'm saying that right. She's got a CID. Again, she is a re-app from Argosy, Phoenix, school psychology. It was, it's not an APA approved program, but again, she has been reviewed by this board and been approved to sit for the exam, did not get a passing score, and is now applying to resit for the exam.
Good. And I have concerns with her, too, because I know Deb Hauser, she lists as her licensed supervisor, and that is correct. She lists Yadira Flores, who I happen to know from our program, and she is not licensed. And she says that she has two licensed psychologists.
With school psychologists, they have the option to submit a certified school psychologist as a supervisor. Am I not right, Kathy?
I didn't know that. Because I've always tried when I was the chair to find places that had two licensed.
I think this is the only exception. Is that correct? I can't hear you.
Kathy's mic is off.
Sorry. Are we talking about the internship?
Yes. Scottsdale.
I think the statute says that it 75% has to be by a licensed psychologist and 25% of the Supervision.
No, it says at least one for school psychology internship. One of the school psychologists has to be a doctoral level psychologist, and they can be certified by the Arizona Department of Education.
Yes.
And it's true.
I didn't know that. I would.
I mean, I think the better route is to have the two, but we have allowed that exception for the.
And then the other concern I have is that she says that she has 1781 hours in her internship, but the form says 1574.
Okay. When and she comes up for a postdoc, we will go with what's on the form. And so.
But she doesn't have 2000 at all, though. Okay.
She doesn't need 2000. She needs 1500 internship hours.
I don't think she's doing a postdoc, though.
Well, then she won't get licensed by this board. So.
Okay.
But right now, all she's asking for is approval to sit for the exam.
Okay.
And we have to stick to the information that's in the file.
Yeah, that's where I got. Well, I also, but I looked up each person. I would look up the directory to see if they were licensed, even for the recommendation letters, because it said that licensed or certified. So I checked for each one if they were licensed or certified.
Okay. Thank you for doing that. Okay, so we are done with this category. I think we can move, I'll make a motion to move all six candidates in this group to the full board for approval to sit for the exam only. Do I hear a second?
Yes, second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. We are done with exam only. We will now move to the, we can go back and forth now. We will move for request to sit for the EPPPN exam. There are two people in this group that we will not be reviewing. One is Dr. Calderon, and the second one, I think I saw you
Beard.
As a supervisor, Beard. So we will move those two automatically to the full board for review because we don't have a quorum on those two.
Yeah, I did want to mention something, though, in general. About the school psych program at ASU. The degree is listed as educational psychology with it's either a specialization or concentration in school psych. And the school psych program, while I was there by myself, I wrote the APA accreditation and it was accredited, as I can tell you.
No. And
there were many questions that the students wrote to me that they were told it was not accredited. So I wanted to emphasize that.
Madam Chair, committee members, that is the result of me, because I have to look that up. It wasn't on the APA's website. I eventually found it in a back issue of the APA's magazine. So,
yes, but because the degree, the way it's written is confusing.
It was.
So I wanted to make that comment because I know I wouldn't be able to discuss them later.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. And so I'm aware that it was accredited and it's been discontinued. So let's go back and I'll go ahead and do the first one, which is Amy Becker. She's a re-app. Again, she's sitting for exam and licensure. And I didn't see any problems with her application to sit. Did you have any concern?
The hours, I think, that I have. Yeah, because she has 1840 from the VA.
Uh-huh.
And then she had 600, we're counting the practicum, then she has 606 and 1817. So that's what we would count all those, correct? So we have.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when do we put the form? There's something I read once, if they failed three times, there's a special program. So it's not for the third time. It would be for the fourth time.
Yes, they have to submit a study plan.
Okay, that's it then.
Okay, so we'll jump to Dawn Ware. Do you want to go ahead and do a quick recap?
Okay, Fielding is the university, 2019 degree is, I checked, it was accredited. It's the only online accredited, they say. So yes. She's 2050 for the internship and 2080 for the postdoc. So it seems to be enough. And this is where I was trying to figure out the supervision because they had 146 hours of supervision for 2080. So that should be right then. Good. Yeah. Then I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm. And in her case, because her internship is APA accredited, we basically accept the hours. We don't look at the combinations.
I didn't know the postdoc, you're right.
Correct.
Okay.
I did have a question on her reference letters. Let me just look at her file.
You remember the question? I'll check also.
I didn't write it down, unfortunately. I want to say there was, maybe I went too fast and I only saw one rather than two. Yeah, I didn't see her reference letters.
I think I must have given you the wrong file because I know I have them. Let me come back to that and okay. I'll send them to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, her reference letters were missing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's come back to that. Okay, then I'll go ahead and do the next one. This is Eva Maria Nicholas. Eva was reviewed by this board and she had applied for a temporary licensure. The day she got the letter indicating that she was approved for the temporary licensure, she accumulated all her postdoc hours. And so she called the board and requested that she be considered for exam and licensure upon passing the exam. And Ms. Folks consulted with our esteemed attorney and we decided that was okay. She paid the difference in the application fee. And so basically I focused on my review of her postdoc. Her postdoc was at Southwest Behavioral Health and it appears to be in order. So I didn't see any problems approving her for moving forward with exam and licensure.
I agree.
Okay, you want to do the next one?
Yeah, I had a question on this person too. So Jeffrey Mintert got his degree in October 20 from ASU Counseling Program, which is accredited. He had a BA internship for 2,080 hours. And then he had another internship at a practicum at the VA. That he said he had 1,587 hours. Banner, they said he had 600 hours. He said he had 815 hours. But either way, it's still more than the 3,000. So I guess I would approve him.
Yeah, the only problem I had with his application, typically for pre-internships, we get a copy of the written training plan. And he went into an explanation that he lost the written training.
Yes, yeah, that's VA. Right.
And then they did a retro, but he never included the one for the other pre-internship, which I'm assuming right. was not lost. So I think for the record, if he can get this, if he can get his plan, Ms. Folks, in time for the Friday meeting, we can go ahead and include him. Included, the hours look appropriate and everything, but we just need the plan on file. So
yeah, and I think, but I do wonder that the discrepancy sometimes, like 200 hour difference from what they report from what the site reports, concerned me.
Well, yeah, I've seen that sometimes. I just go with what the site reports is my.
But it makes me question their, veracity when they're that big a difference. Yeah. Let's get the forms and we'll see.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one you'll do, I do have questions on this one. So.
Okay. So Jim Marvin, I'll go ahead and do, he is an NAU student, but I did not recuse myself partly because I've never had him in class. He was almost done with his program, I think, when I went back to the college as dean. And since I've had no real direct interaction with him, I'm aware of him, obviously. So I did not recuse myself. all his materials seem appropriate. His internship was APIC. His coursework was in order. He's part of the old program, which was not AP approved, but his coursework is fine. He did a postdoc at Southwest for 2,000 hours. So his application per se is fine. He does have a long record.
Right.
And that was concerning. However, it's been 20 plus years since.
Well, I think 16.
16, okay.
16.
Yes. Yeah, so he's had a 16-year record that is clean. What I would recommend is that we invite him to the board meeting. What he did not do, which I wish he had done, is write a letter of explanation how he's changed his life and what has happened and, you know, and kind of, you know, kind of seeing the light, so to speak. So what we have done, even if they've written such a letter, is we have interviewed them as a board and asked for an explanation and let the whole board vote on his application, not just a recommendation from the two of us. And that is my recommendation. I don't know, Ms. Galvin, do you have other suggestions?
I don't. I think that seems sufficient.
Mm-hmm. And because he's had 16 years of, you know, a clean record, and a lot of his records, you know, were very concentrated, and I'm very sensitive to the social justice issues and, you know, things around all of the, but I think it's important for us to meet with Mr. Dr. Marvin, and I guess I do know, because I know him, I know his background. So, and it's in the record as well, I think, with his police records that describe his background. So I think we should invite him. We won't take a vote on him either way. Our recommendation is to invite him. And if he wants to come as quickly as Friday, the other thing that we could recommend to him, and I don't know whether we can just do it informally or it needs to be in a letter, Ms. Galvin, is I would like to see recommendation letters on his maybe character reference. I don't know if that's appropriate or not, but sometimes I've seen those letters. We haven't asked for it, but from his, postdoc site and his pre-doc, Dr. John Martin, and whoever did his postdoc, or even his doctoral program, you know.
Southwest Behavioral. Yeah, I was very confused. I mean, it was a while ago, and, you know, he had good grades in his graduate program, but I just worried about the nature of some of the criminal charges that I didn't know what we would do about that. Mm-hmm. So I like the suggestion that the whole board votes and that we meet with him.
My only concern with Dr. Malott's suggestion that we get essentially character references. We have in rule, it's very clear that we can ask for references in the work arena. We don't have the authority to ask for character references.
Okay.
So I would be a little bit hesitant, but your request to have him provide a written explanation of those events is completely reasonable.
So maybe if he can have that in hand when he does meet, if Friday is too soon, then it would have to be in the April meeting.
So actually, Dr. Malott, the way I understood, we have explanation of the crimes or whatever, but what I thought you were asking for is how he changed his life since.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, but he may not have enough time between today. He might. I don't know. I think a phone call.
A week.
He's got a week.
He's got a week. And I know, so it's up to him. I'm just sensitive to the time issues and, you know, so. Okay. And then Rachel Beard, we're going to postpone to the full, we're going to move it to the full board. And then we have, do you want to go ahead and do Tessa Hamilton?
Yeah, Tessa Hamilton graduated in August 20 from Northeastern to applied psychology with a specialty, it seemed, in school psych. So she had an APA internship in New York that lists, she said she had 2080 hours. The site says 2060 hours. She also had pre-internship, two sites, it's 113 hours. So the super, this is where I didn't work out the math. The one site, the Newton School District, said she had 207 hours, but then 36 hours of supervision. And offhand, I guess that is more than 5%. So we would say, okay.
No. For pre-internship, it's 10%. So you need needs 21 hours. And she
So she has 36.
Yeah.
So that's fine. Then I would say, okay.
Yeah. And the next one is Veronica Poor. And she's a reapplication. And unless you saw something new.
Again, the only thing, the recommendations, I said, she has one licensed and two certified school psychs. When I read it, it says it should be done by a licensed or a certified psychologist. So I guess that would be okay. I didn't know that. And I wondered about the deadline. It said that she has to have taken the test by would be Sunday. So deadline was March 7th of 21, I think. So I don't know if she needs an extension or what.
I'm not sure.
Madam Chair, Dr. Catarino, I can probably, under the waiver authority that the board granted back in March, give her a 6-month extension.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I'll have Kathy communicate with her.
Okay.
And then there's a 20-hour discrepancy in the internship again. But with that, as long as her recommendations are that it's okay, that one is certified, one is licensed, and we're okay with the slight discrepancy and we get the extension, I'm fine.
Okay. Thank you. So I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve the following candidates to move to the full board for approval and licensure: Amy Becker, Don Nia, provided. Do you have a reference letters?
I tried to email them to you. My email is having some issues. I've uploaded them to the G Drive. Are you using G Drive at all for this? Or are you using
I don't know what that is.
Google?
That's a Google Drive.
One you're using, but I uploaded them to the Google Drive, but I can upload them to the material site, but I do have two references.
Okay. So then she's good. We can look at, we get a chance to vote on it again at the full board. Eva Maria Nicholas, Jeff Mintert, provided we have his written training plan for the other pre-internship. Tessa Hamilton and Veronica Poor to the full board. We're going to invite Marvin Jin to the full board for an interview to discuss his previous record. And then, of course, the other two will be moved to the full board. So,
and the letter from Jim, Dr. Jim also.
Yes. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. We're done with that category. In the temporary licensure group, I recuse myself from Waylo. He's a recent graduate in our APA program. And so I've recused myself. So we will review him at the full board. And the next one is.
Well, can I have a point of order? Just a question. Now, do they have to be citizens to get licensed in Arizona?
They have to have he's got a legal visa allowing him to stay in the U.S. at the moment. So
as a student, though.
You just have to show that they're lawfully present.
Present.
That they're what?
That they are lawfully present.
But this will, now that he's no longer a student.
Yeah, no, he's on an OPT, which is an optional training visa that gives him lawful status to be in the country at the time of his applying for licensure.
Okay. So Oksana Sky Yarov, I guess, graduated from George Fox in July 20. I checked. It is APA approved. Her internship, High Plains, is APA approved. She has 25 hours there. She also had pre-internship hours over 3,000, 3110.
We didn't do Sanat Martinez.
Well, you went to Wei Lu. I went to the one before Wei Lu. Oksana was before.
Okay, we didn't do it because I jumped to Wei Lu first. Yeah. So
and then the question I had with Oksana was, she says that she's living in Nebraska, but it also says she's completing a postdoc in Scottsdale.
Well, with the current state of affairs.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's a testing, I think, neuropsych. So it's hard to do distance.
She's at Southwest Behavioral Health, which
she's at Dr. Van Dorn in Scottsdale.
Who's this?
Oksana Skryarov.
Okay, let me open her application.
So if we granted her pre-internship, you know, she has enough, but I don't think she has the detailed records that you were asking about for MINTERT for her pre-internship either. So I think she's
so Zanet submitted her 2,000-hour internship and her postdoc, 1,500 hours.
Okay, but then... But I just questioned
her. Her mailing address is Phoenix, Arizona.
I saw one where it said Nebraska, that she was living in Nebraska. I don't know. I'll go back to the file. So nobody else sees in Nebraska?
It's... on her mandatory confidential information form, that's her home, her residential address is in Nebraska.
Yes.
She might be using that as a permanent address, which is very, very common among students to use generally their parents, because they know that they're probably going to move and want to be sure that it goes to a stable address. So
could we ask about that?
No, I don't think we need to. People are allowed to use their permanent address. And her supervisor has completed the form at Southwest Behavioral Health. Her mailing address is Phoenix. And we cannot go off the mandatory confidential, which is, you know, I think that's... we have many a person who might have a different, especially when they're in such a transitional state, you know, after a postdoc, she probably doesn't know where she's going to end up. And so, plus we are in a pandemic and I don't know what her conditions are and how she's working. And I don't think we can question that. We have to trust her site that she's completed her postdoc. And it's a very reputable site that has followed all the guidelines. She even has an Arizona driver's license, so.
Okay, then okay with her. Yeah. Now you have Martinez.
I thought we were talking about Martinez.
Oh, no, we're talking about Oksana Skryarov.
But no, I was talking about Martinez.
Oh.
Because Efrat Eichenbaum is on a waiver. It's a different category. I just wanted us to finish the temporary licensure.
I don't know. I have Oksana Skryarov on temporary license and sit for ECCC.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong. Sorry. You're right. Yeah, correct. Zanath is on temporary license. And that's what we were doing. Temporary license. We talked about Wei Lu briefly on his OPT status. And then we went to Zanat Martinez and we just talked about...
No, I never went to Martinez. I was always talking about Oksana Skryarov.
Okay. Okay, so no problems with her. I'll go ahead and make a motion that we approve Zanat Martinez move her application to the full board for temporary licensure.
Wait. Well, who are you approving?
We're doing temporary licensure right now.
Yes. So we did Oksana and Wei Lu. And what about Zanat Martinez?
It's the same person. Zanat Martinez is the same person. Is there another person in that group?
I have three. Oksana, Wei, and
Oh, there's Zanet. Oksana. Okay. 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 Sorry. Okay. I skipped over Oksana. Okay. Go ahead and review her briefly, Dr. Katerina.
Which one, Oksana?
Yes.
Okay, so Oksana Sklyarov, CID, July 2020, George Fox, approved clinical psych program, High Plains internship, 2025 hours, APA approval, and then 3,110 pre-internship hours, but not in listed specifically. And then she has this Dr. Van Dorn postdoc, which is in Scottsdale, but she lived in Nebraska. That was the person. So we don't have details on all the specific logs for the pre-internship. And I don't know if she's counting. I don't think she's counting the postdoc. I think she's going by the internship and pre-internship.
Yes, you're right. She is going by the pre-internship.
So do we need more details on that pre-internship? I have to go to the file, but I thought it may, if yes, you need to have it more detailed.
Madam Chair, committee members?
Yes, thank you.
This is a temporary license application, so the only thing we need is the internship verification. It doesn't matter what she put for additional hours yet. She's not applying for a full license.
Oh, okay, got it. So that's fine then. Thank you.
So in her letter, though, in her letter, we do need to indicate that she will need to submit verification of either pre-intern. We know when she's ready, because since she marked pre-internship, but we don't have the necessary documentation. So we just need to inform her. So, but we can go ahead and move her to the full board. So.
Okay. And now the third one in this category is Zanet Martinez.
And she seems straightforward.
Yeah, let me check. The only question I had with her was sort of interesting. One of her letters of recommendation is from Dr. Platt at Corazon Health. She worked there only 2 months from October to December 2019. And I have never seen this where she had a letter from February 21st of low ratings where it says little knowledge in all three areas. I don't know if we submit those letters of recommendation, do we use the information on there if we ask for those?
Yeah. I think that's a good point you make, because she only was her employer for 2 months.
Yeah, I don't know why she would even ask her, you know? Seemed odd that she included and they were so low. I haven't seen in any of the ones I've done so far anything where they checked all three low little knowledge.
So why don't we go ahead and ask her to submit another name for a recommendation letter?
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah. And if we can get it back in time, we can review her at the next Friday meeting. So good. If we got a name and we send it off and we get it back, otherwise we'll review her next month. So.
Okay. Then,
Kathy?
So that's an informal request for a new rep?
No. You will send the formal request, but you can get another name from her.
Oh, okay.
Right.
To submit, because you submit the form to the supervisor, correct?
Correct.
Yes. And you're probably doing it via email, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So, I mean, it could happen technically in a week. So it's a formal request. So,
but if I receive the reference by Tuesday, are you wanting it to go to the board?
Yeah, because that's the only thing that's holding her. So,
okay.
And we can review it there. You know, she gets, I mean, the person just says little knowledge. He doesn't appear concerned, you know, so. Okay. So let's go back to the motion. Really, we are We have questions on all three in this. Well, we'll move to the full board. Zanath, we need more information. And the third person, I've already forgotten what you said.
Sky Larav, I'm just a, the, we're going to send a note about later when she applies for full license.
Yeah, okay.
The internship.
So we will move Oksana. What's her last name? So you want to make the motion?
Skylarov.
Okay, we move her to the full board for approval. So, and I'll second it. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Okay. Now we're done with temporary license. So waiver category, we have two. The first one is Efrat Eichenbaum got his clinical psych or her clinical psych degree from Drexel University in 2014. Did her postdoc was a little off in terms of the number of supervised hours. So we do have I need to pull up her application. So if you look at her internship, she did a 2080 internship. So that was good. And if I'm not mistaken, the internship was an APA approved internship.
I don't know. I think the postdoc I have at the VA in Minnesota, over 4,000 hours.
Well, the problem I have with her postdoc is, first and foremost, we don't like to see the word 40 plus, you know, because we can have 40 hours. So I really would like to see a new postdoc form because she does need at least 1,000 hours of postdoc or close to 1,000. And, you know, and it needs to meet our statutory guidelines. So the 40 plus is a problem. So I think we just need to send this back to her. Or she can apply for universal recognition because she definitely meets that category, you know, a lot more straightforward. So,
that would be better.
So, okay. And then we have Rosemary Hodges.
So she went to the Palo Alto University, which somehow is part of Stanford now. And it is APA approved. She has a 2,000 hour internship that is APA approved at Jackson Health in Florida. And then another postdoc in Plano, Texas for 1,879. So the question there, she passed the ECCC in June of 20. Not licensed yet in Texas.
Yes.
So I didn't know why. I don't know why she passed and has the hours, why she wasn't licensed, but I don't know.
Well, she might have decided to move. So a lot of times you will do your postdoc, you know, go ahead and apply and sit for the exam while you're doing your postdoc. Doesn't mean you're going to stay in that state. She's already moved to Phoenix, so it makes sense that she moves that here. So.
Okay, well, she's fine.
So we will go ahead and move Rosemary Hodges to the full board for approval for licensure by waiver. And we will ask Dr. Eichenbaum to either resubmit a postdoc or apply under a different category. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. Next one is credential. And you want to do the first one, Dr.
Carla Natalucci Hall has a PsyD from Long Island University post. And I got the National Register. She's been licensed since the 95 in New York. I think she looks fine.
Okay. And so is Sarah Banks, National Register. She passed the ECCC. Everything looked fine.
And a license in Colorado and New Mexico. So she's out 5 years.
Yeah. So do you want to go ahead and make a motion?
Yeah, I make a motion that we send the names of Carla Natalucci Hall and Sarah Banks to the full board for approval.
Second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion approved. We will move to universal recognition. We have two candidates in this category, Janet Higgins and Nicole Ryden. Janet Higgins is from Pacific University School. She submitted utility receipts to show evidence of residency. And Nicole is from Alliant, has a California license. And both of them are licensed in other states. And she also submitted a utility receipt. So I didn't see any problems with their universal recognition application.
Yeah, I didn't either.
So I'll make the motion to move Dr. Higgins and Dr. Rideout to the full board for approval by universal recognition.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. We will, okay, so we are done with item number four, looking at the agenda. Review discussion and possible action on ASPPP Plus application program. Do either of you, Ms. Packenin or Ms. Folks, want to give us a brief update?
Yes, Madam Chair, I will do that. What I had hoped to do is to bring to you a sample representative of our application, a sample of what a PLUS application would look like. In other words, if someone had applied through ASPPB's PLUS program, the file that would be generated for your review, we were very close in the final stages of getting that process, the requirements approved, and to provide you with, you know, an example of what to expect. However, about a week ago, without any warning, suddenly we received notification from ASPPB that the PLUS program has been put on hold for possible new jurisdictions. They have 16 jurisdictions participating right now, but they're not going to accept any new jurisdictions because they are evaluating all of their mobility programs and initiatives. So I am bracing for the possibility that PLUS just may not be an option for us, which is quite disappointing. This board has wanted to participate in the PLUS program for some time now. It was only with the rule change that went into effect in July of 2020 that we then, our language enabled us to participate. And so in the interim, Kathy and I have been working with their staff to try to finalize the requirements for what we needed. And then this development happened. So we were told that it would be about a 6-week period before we would know for sure the future of PLUS. But I'm just bracing for the possibility that it's just, you know, we may not be able to enter it. So a disappointing update for sure, but I'll keep everyone informed.
Okay. Yeah, that is disappointing. Hopefully, you know, well, we can only hope. So, okay. And, moving to number six, new agenda items for future meetings. Dr. Caterina, do you have any new items?
I have 25. No, I have none. Thank you.
Okay. I don't have any at the moment. I just want to thank both staff for all of your work. Thank you, Ms. Galvin, for being here. This was a larger group of applicants, and I'm glad we were able to get it. And thank you, Dr. Caterina, for your careful review of the materials. And hearing no more items, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
I second it.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody, and have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye. Here, everybody. Feel better, Dr. Malone.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, but I'm sorry if you were sick.
Right. I had the vaccine yesterday, so I had a typical vaccine reaction. So.
I didn't have. I was lucky.
That's You're lucky, right. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm a classic textbook case. So
okay. Sorry. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.